Yesterday, Hyaraji explained that the commentator explained the Buddha's teaching Appamadena Sampadeta as Sati Avipavasena Sabhagichani Sampadeyata, meaning that one should accomplish the task by mindfulness, not parting away from mindfulness, having mindfulness continuously, not having negligence or failure. In the sentence Appamadena Sampadeta, there is no subject, but it should be you sons, you monks. So here the meaning is quite hidden, and it should be explained in detail. In the sentence, Appamadena Sampadeta, meaning one should accomplish with mindfulness, Appamada. There is no subject, but according to the grammar rule, the subject should be tu me, you, you sons and daughters. So it doesn't mean that Buddha was addressing to monks, female, male and female monks, but it also includes male disciples and female disciples. So this is for all four audiences, all the four assembly. When Buddha gave teaching with karuna, great compassion, out of panya, knowledge, teachings has to do with everyone. Among the audience who are listening to the teachings, the monks are the foremost, so Buddha mentioned mainly as bhikkhu to the monks. But other ones such as nuns, male and female disciples who take refuge in the triple gem are also included. When it is said that one should accomplish, it doesn't say what should be accomplished. So, what are the things that should be accomplished? It is sabhagichani, various kinds of tasks. So one should accomplish various kinds of tasks in order to keep one's body, speech, and mind blameless, pure, clean, gentle, and cultured. In the sasana, various kinds of tasks mean the practice of sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom mainly. So one should practice the conduct, charana, in order to gain nibbana by gaining magañāna, path knowledge. In order to attain nibbana, one should practice sila charana kicca, moral conduct, which is included in Pūpa-bhāga-magga, preliminary path. And one should fulfill Samādhi-charanā-kejja, concentration, and Panya-charanā-kejja, wisdom, which are all included in Pūpa-bhāga-magga, preliminary path. By fulfilling Sīla-samādhi-panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, One is fulfilling Bubba Bhaga Magga, preliminary path. And one is removing gross, medium, refined form of defilements momentarily. When one attains Riya Magga, path knowledge, which is Logodara, super mundane, one can totally uproot certain defilements. And one's bodily behavior, verbal behavior, and mental behavior will be blameless, pure, clean, cultured, and lovable. So in brief, one should accomplish the various tasks of practicing Sila Samadhi Panya, morality, concentration, wisdom, with sati, mindfulness. One should accomplish, there must not be lacking. If there is lacking, then one cannot accomplish. So one should fulfill spiritually in order to accomplish. And one should fulfill Bubba Bhaga Magga, preliminary path. Preliminary path is the foundation for Ariya Magga, the supramundane path. So by fulfilling Bubba Bhaga Magga, preliminary path, one can gain Magga Samadhi, right view associating with path knowledge, Phala Samadhi, right view associating with fruition knowledge. One should practice diligently so as to gain Magga Samadhi and Phala Samadhi. So one should have charana, the conduct, as the foundation to gain Magga Samadhi and Phala Samadhi. One should fulfill the trainings, Sila Samadhi Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. One should fulfill them so that one will have faith and confidence. One will develop moral shame and moral fear, hiri and otapa, from unwholesomeness. Having hiri and otapa, moral shame and moral fear, from unwholesomeness, one will be avoiding unwholesomeness. And also, when enjoying sensual objects, one should not enjoy excessively. One should have balance in enjoying sensual objects. And one should learn the correct method of practice to practice vipassana. So in order to gain vipassana knowledge, one should first learn the method of practice. One should have this general knowledge how to practice. And after learning the correct method of practice, one should practice without regard to one's body and life. One should be able to exert effort, initial effort, step up effort, effort stage by stage until one reaches one's goal. And one should be mindful of presently arising objects in order to discern mind and matter, in order to develop knowledge. In order to fulfill the preliminary path, one should practice. And by fulfilling Bubba Bhaga Magga, preliminary path, when one becomes matured, one gains Ariya Magga, the path knowledge. And one can gain Magga Samadhi, Phala Samadhi, right view associating with path and fruition knowledge. Fulfilling the path, there is Sammasangappa, right application involved. There will be sama vaca, sama kamanda, sama ajiwa, right speech, right action, right livelihood. And also in the practice, sama vayama, sama sati, sama samadhi, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration are also included. Practicing the path, one removes things that should be removed, the defilements are suppressed, and when one attains Nibbana, one removes defilements. When the defilements are removed, it will be peaceful, there will be mangala, auspiciousness. It is said that mangala nama papa vinasana bodhikaranancha, meaning that auspiciousness, meaning one removes inferiority. To remove inferiority, gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, one should practice sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. Practicing sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one can remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. And when one attains super mundane knowledge, one uproots these defilements so that there will be papa vinasana, destroying of inferiorities. When there are papa inferiorities, one's life is degraded and inferior. By destroying, by removing the inferiorities, by sila, samadhi, panya, there will be buddhi. One will prosper in peace, and there will be development, peace, by removing, destroying these inferiorities. Being free from these inferiorities, there will be bodhi, there will be happiness, peace, and it is mangala, auspiciousness, which is the effect. Removing of these inferiorities, it is auspiciousness in the form of cause. Having bodhi, happiness, peacefulness, it is auspiciousness in the form of effect. So these inferiorities should be removed. It is called papa vinasana. And by removing these inferiorities, there will be bodhi, prosperity, peace, and happiness. And it is the effect, which is auspiciousness. So in order to work for it, one needs appamatta, one needs mindfulness. By fulfilling jarana, the conduct, the effect will be bodhi, there will be peace and auspiciousness. And other mental factors, sada, hiri, otapa, and sati, faith and confidence, moral shame, moral fear, mindfulness, become very energized and strong. When the person has gained this, one also wants the benefit and welfare of others. Having panya, knowledge, one does not want others to meet harm. One wants others to be well and happy. And one has genuine metta, loving kindness towards others. So these mental states arise by leaps and bounds. In charana, in conduct, there is karuna, compassion. Compassion is include compassion is included in jhana, conduct. Having compassion, it is very important. When one has attained Ariyamagga path knowledge, his or her knowledge is quite complete, and one has compassion towards others. When one's knowledge is quite complete by gaining path knowledge, one has power of reasoning, prudence. Whenever there is something to be done, to be talked for oneself, for others, for others, one thinks whether it is beneficial or not, whether it is suitable or not. And one has the power to refrain from things that should be refrained. With knowledge, one can also perform things that should be performed with knowledge. One's knowledge is mature, and one can have good control of oneself, having hiri and otapa, moral shame and moral fear. Panyaya atana rakhanto pararekati, meaning that having knowledge, one protects oneself, one controls oneself. Controlling oneself with knowledge, one is also protecting others from being harmed. And one is fulfilling jhana conduct. Having compassion, consideration, empathy towards others, then one controls oneself, one controls one body and speech. And by protecting others from being hurt, being harmed, protecting others with compassion, one automatically controls oneself. It is said that param rakhanto atana rakati. Having compassion, one protects others from being harmed, and thus one also controls and protects oneself. It is beneficial for both one and others. And it is good for the world. And this meaning is very deep and profound. And Saraji has to explain on other things as well. If Saraji continues to explain about this, it will not come to an end. There is the whole three Pitakas full of things to be explained, but Saraji will go on to explain about other subjects. In practicing Sila Charana, Samadhi Charana, and Panya Charana, conduct of morality, concentration, and wisdom, one has to fulfill them with sati, mindfulness, with appamada, so that one accomplishes these tests. There will not be any shortcoming or lackings. One should practice with appamada in order to accomplish. And one should practice with appamada so that one will accomplish. There will be peace and mangala, auspiciousness. It is very meaningful. When the devotees take precepts from the monk, at the end of taking precepts, the monk say appamadena sampadeta, just as the Buddha did. The meaning is that accomplish the tasks of practicing sila, samadhi, panya with appamada, without forgetting, without being negligent, so that one can accomplish these tasks, so that there will be peacefulness, auspiciousness. So after taking the precepts, the monk reminds the disciples to accomplish these trainings with appamatta, saying appamattina sampadita. What Buddha taught, the very last, is very noteworthy. It was the Buddha's last teaching before Buddha attained Parinibbana. Buddha said, Vaya Dhamma Sankhara. Sankhara are the conditioned phenomena, the nama and rupa phenomena that arises due to circumstances, due to their cause, are sankhara. And it is said that these conditioned phenomena, these nama rupa phenomena, are bound to dissolve, are bound to dissolution. So it is very noteworthy. In oneself, there are nama and rupa phenomena that are arising due to the past deeds, and there are nama rupa phenomena that are produced by the mind. And also nama rupa phenomena that are produced by udu, and nama rupa phenomena arising due to relevant causes and circumstances. These nama rupa phenomena are sankhara. They are conditioned phenomena that arise due to circumstances. So these nama rupa phenomena, after arising, they do not stay the same. They pass away, arising and passing away. Seeing arises, passes away. Hearing arises, passes away. Smelling arises, passes away. Everything that arises passes away. When there is hearing, based on the ear sensitivity and the sound wave, there is hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and hearing feeling. So the ear sensitivity arises, passes away. Hearing consciousness also arises and passes away. They do not stay the same. They are not permanent, but they pass away. So every phenomena arises and passes away. Every phenomena is subject to dissolution. And there should be samvega, spiritual urgency, that these nama rupa phenomena, they do not stay the same. This body, this mind, does not stay the same. It is not permanent. Do not feel assured that this body and this mind will be permanent, but it is always coming to dissolution, passing away. So these nama rupa are dissolving every moment. Old objects giving rise to new, and one day the body and the mind will perish. So one should practice sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom when there is still the body and the mind. And one should accomplish these trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, so that there will be peacefulness, auspiciousness. The sankhara, the conditioned phenomena, dissolving, coming to dissolution, it is very obvious. If it was to be explained by using worldly example, it will be more clear. So one's body, there is no essence in one body that one could rely on, depend on. So one should extract the essence in time from one's body. There are many kinds of essence, sila sara, the morality essence, observing morality, one's body and speech will be blameless, pure, clean. Samadhi sara, concentration essence, suppressing the defilements, there will be auspiciousness. And panya sara, wisdom essence, vipassana panya, insight knowledge, and ariya panya, path knowledge. By fulfilling sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one can become free from the defilements such as lobha, dosa, moha, greed, anger, delusion that has been giving most trouble, the internal enmity which has been giving most trouble throughout the round of existences. By practicing sila, samadhi, panya, one can be free from these defilements, and there will be vimutti, jnana, dasana, sara. By practicing these basic conduct, one can attain ariya magga, path knowledge, and one can attain nibbana, and there will be paramattha sara. So based on these nama rupa, which are arising and passing away, which are arising due to their circumstances, one should extract essence out of these nama rupa phenomena so that it will be worthy of having this human life. One should extract these essence, sila, samadhi, panya, from the nama rupa phenomena that are constantly arising and passing away. One should develop the 7 kinds of property of a wise person. One should have sada, faith and confidence in the kamma deeds and the results of the deeds. One should have faith and confidence in the triple gem. One should have moral shame and moral fear from wrongdoings. One should practice refraining from these misconduct. One should have courageous effort in refraining from misconduct. One should have courageous effort to perform wholesomeness. And one should have continuous mindfulness. By practicing, one gains mindfulness, and there will be samadhi, concentration, which are similar to jhana, absorption. Developing samadhi, concentration, one can develop knowledge. So one is extracting the essence from the nama rupa phenomena, the nama rupa phenomena that has no guarantee at all. So in order to extract the essence, one should practice sila, samadhi, panya. It is said that vayadhamma sankhara, the conditioned phenomena, the nama rupa phenomena, are constantly dissolving. Nama rupa phenomena are dissolving every moment, and thus there is no guarantee in these nama rupa phenomena. So from the nama rupa phenomena that has no guarantee, which are totally frightening because they are dissolving, they are coming to dissolution, one should extract true essence, sila, samadhi, panya, from these nama rupa phenomena. So yogis who are here practicing, they are extracting essence from the nama rupa phenomena that has no guarantee. So one should rejoice that One is practicing in order to extract essence from these sankhara. So just as from the trash, if one takes out things from the trash, recycle them to produce other products, then it will be useful. In the same way, yogis should practice so that they can extract the essence from the Namarupa phenomena, which has no guarantee. So they should reap the most profit while they have the opportunity to practice so that their time spent here will be worthwhile. The sankhara condition phenomena, they are dissolving every moment, coming to dissolution every moment. And it is explained by using worldly example. If one builds a good house, a strong one, for the family to live in, when the house is new, it looks very nice. It looks new, it is good and strong. But the house also doesn't stay the same. It also can collapse. So even though the house is built, but it can be destroyed, it can collapse due to fire, flood, or earthquake. It can collapse at any moment. And Mahasi Saraji explained by using an example, it is very noteworthy. Even though the house is not subject to disaster, such as fire, flood, or earthquake, but the house gradually becomes older and older. If the house is good for 100 years, if the house can last 100 years, each year there will be 1% getting older. And within the 1 year, every day, it's getting some percentage older. Even within 1 day, there are 24 hours. Hour by hour, it is getting older. And within the hour, minute by minute, it is getting older. And second by second, it is getting older. Also, this body can perish due to accident or tragedy. There can be a sudden death when one falls from the height, or there can be other accidents and tragedy which can cause sudden death. And also, every second, the Nama and Rupa phenomena are coming to dissolution every second. And according to the text, even within a single second, Nama Rupa phenomena are coming to dissolution by tens of billions. So even within 1 second, the Nama Rupa phenomena are dissolving tens of billions times. So these Nama Rupa phenomena are dissolving, and one should be practicing with mindfulness in order to extract essence according to the teaching of the Buddha, so that one can extract essence from this body which is dissolving every moment. And one should be mindful to refrain from misconduct. One should not let one's mind go freely on sensual objects. If one is committing misconduct, letting oneself go freely on the sensual objects, then one is wasting one's time. there will not be any practice that needs to be fulfilled, and thus one's life cannot be peaceful or auspicious. So one has to reflect whether one's life is peaceful or auspicious by practicing the trainings taught by the Buddha. The ones who do not see the sufferings of life, the ones who do not see the flaws of life, they have tanha, craving, and upadana, clinging. Having craving can lead to further existences. Having tanha and upadana, craving and clinging, one performs deeds that lead to further existences. When there are further existences, there will be more nama-rupa phenomena that has no guarantee. When there is new existence, even though one does not want to get old, one will get old. Old age, disease, and death are inevitable due to further existence. So if there is the body, there can be bodily discomfort, bodily suffering. When there is the mind, there can be mental suffering. So just as in the example Saraji explained, when a house is built for the family to live in, and if the house collapses after some time, then the family will think that rather than the house being destroyed after it has been built up, it is better off not to build it in the first place. So in the same way, when there are further existences, there will be more sufferings of old age, disease, and death. And further existences, they are more suffering than happiness. So while the yogis are having this opportunity in order to practice so as to cut further existences, may you all be able to understand that further existences means more suffering. May you all be able to practice diligently according to the teachings of the Buddha so that there will not be further existences. May you all be able to practice with mindfulness so that you will understand who you are. And Saraji will continue to explain tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.